UPS is hiring warehouse workers, package handlers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying up to $21 an hour and offer great benefits, including 100% paid tuition, plus housing for some with our Metro College or Loop programs. Shift your team, shift your future, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference. UPSjobs.com.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? LocallyOwnedDelivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
That is a cursed ass program.
That is
franchise. Could you imagine being winless? Being winless.
Yes.
In the NFL.
We play kickball.
Being winless, Steve.
Hey, we got one. We got one.
And somebody kicks.
So did the Lions.
A record breaking 64 yard field goal that bounces off the crossbar up straight up into the air.
Yeah.
Bounces back on the crossbar and goes through and keeps you winless.
Well, we gave up 6-run lead in the last inning one time, so it was close. Except we weren't playing Justin Tucker.
Dak just got him like 17 million.
Dak?
Justin Tucker.
I forget this button works. So I hit it.
You're just playing.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that, Nick. That was me. I was sitting there tapping. I'm like, what's wrong with my mic? And I'm like, oh, that button works now.
What does Phil Baker have set up?
Phil Baker.
We need to put a little more respect on general on Phil Baker's name.
I agree. Speaking of Phil Baker, that song, and then talking about Phil Baker, I'm like, when is Ballers coming back? I know that wasn't the Ballers theme, but it kind of had that same. The trumpet, you know. Oh, what's the Lil Wayne song? It's you would know it. I can't think of it. But anyways, it's the
STI.
It's the Ballers theme, and it's time. I'm ready for that.
Are they going to come back? Or
I don't know, but it's been a little while.
Are they getting canceled for being because they stepped on the NFL toes too much?
It might be.
Yeah,
that's a me and Phil special though.
You don't survive too much.
Starting to get into NIL. And then it just
disappeared.
I'm like, where'd it go?
You're doing too much.
But that's The Rock, though. You can't cancel The Rock. The Rock is uncancelable.
No, well, you can negotiate. Hey, Rock, we'll open up some other opportunities for you, but this one, we got to close this one down.
That's true.
If The Rock was the producer or something, then you can buy me off the show. But
yeah, I think The Rock is the producer, though. Like, I think it's like his show.
Yeah, so they bought him out. What Phil got going on?
Phil, today, thanks to Tommy and the Delivery.com team for bringing by lunch to the ESPN Louisville studios. Today we got Carolee's Chicken. Locally owned. Uh-oh. Delivery.com brings the restaurant to you. Perfect for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, tailgates. Use promo code ORDERNOW. You'll get $10 off your next order. They're now hiring drivers. Get paid per delivery. Keep your own tips. And if you're a restaurant looking to grow your business, delivery.com, your neighborhood delivered.
My guy John sent me something. This is off the radar, 100% off the radar.
What up, John?
But I'm going to just play this for everybody, and I'm going to do it really hood.
Okay.
Hood style.
That's what
don't worry about it.
No other way I do things.
Since he's been here, but it's a different level this year. What? John Shire's been good since he's been here, but it's a different level this year. What's allowed him to take that next step?
Well, you know, Coach, he has a good heart.
This is Bobby Knight.
He feels the game.
And Coach K.
And we finally were smart enough.
You know, he wants to win.
Only. Coach, only.
Yeah, I know.
He only wants to win.
You wanted to win as well as any kid I ever coached, yeah. Even when I told you I didn't want you to shoot.
Yeah, well, I also valued my life. So I wanted to win for there are a lot of motivational thing. But we found out at the end of last year when we made the switch and had him bring up the ball that instead of calling him a point guard or whatever you want to put him under a certain title, just let him play. Let him play. Let him be a guard. And instinctively, he reacts to not only his stuff, but to what the game dictates.
You did that in the St. John's game. I think
that was
the first game that you did that
with. Yeah. And everyone was worried about, well, is he a point? And, hey, he's a good player. I mean, you put the ball in the hands of a good player, you've got a better chance of winning.
What does Coach K know? And you know what happened that year, by the way? Since you're trying to make this cute little point that you're trying to be like, oh, look, you can put the player in the ball in the hands of a player. Oh, yeah? Are you going to bring up the fact that they won the national championship? But they had Brian Zubik at center. Gonna bring that up. Lance Thomas.
Who else?
Kyle Singler.
Deadly.
Nolan Smith.
Wait a minute. No way. No way. I mean, that would just be too perfect. That would just be like too perfect of a response.
And John Shire.
To say, hey, Coach K says, I'm not worried about if he's a point or not. He can play. Instincts will kick in. He wants to win.
Yeah. And they won the 2010 national championship.
But he's not a true point, Steve.
I'm really curious.
How can he deal with the pressure?
They had John Shire, Kyle Singler, Nolan Smith, Brian Zubik, Miles Plumlee, Lance Thomas, Andre Dawkins, Ryan Kelly.
Team full of point guards.
Mason Plumlee, Oleg Chiz, Casey Peters, Steve Johnson, and Jordan Davison.
Not a lot of Jamals.
Not a ton. Their guards were John Shire,
true point guard,
Nolan Smith, and Andre Dawkins.
Could you repeat that one more time?
Yeah. Their guards. 2010
their guards,
national
Steve.
Championship winning Duke team.
I mean, we don't have to put labels on them. Their guards
were John Shire, Nolan Smith, Andre Dawkins. Andre Dawkins was a freshman. That was it. That was all they had on the whole team. I mean, they had two, Jordan Davison and Casey Peters.
I don't remember those guys.
Yes, because they were. Duke really does have white guys at the end of the bench. like they really, really do have. Like, I think that's where that saying comes from. It's like, I don't even know what they do here. Yeah. They don't. They just are here.
Boy, if you don't finish with a 4.1 GPA. That's the only thing that will get you put off the team.
Yes. But yes, the rest of them, it was a forward, a center, a forward, a forward, a forward, a forward, a forward. So they had one center in Brian Zubik.
One center and the rest were all called forwards?
Yep. Forward. Yeah, because it goes guard, forward, guard, center, forward, forward, guard, forward, forward, forward. and then the three walk-ons.
I mean, at the very least,
they only had 10 scholarship players. They won the national championship.
It's very interesting, Steve. See, somebody said to me, well, you hyped them up so much, that's why I should be able to expect this. He can at least put a functional team out there, right?
I would think so.
A functional team?
Yeah, I would think so.
It's at least long enough to play a little defense.
And by the way, Oleg Chiz transferred. So they ended up with that year. So they ended up midseason with 9 scholarship players. They won the national championship and was a 1 seed. They went 35-5, won the ACC.
Oh, but college basketball was down that year. Remember, it was just really down.
I think it was like, who was the guy? What was the guy's name? John Wall and DeMarcus Cousins and those guys.
Lost that argument. I need something else. I need something else.
35-5, 13-3, number one in the ACC, was a number one seed in the NCAA tournament and won the national championship. Of course, they did only win the national championship because we blew it to Cal in the first round. If we had beat Cal.
That was ours for the taking.
We were coming after that Duke team. Actually, we were kind of a sexy pick to beat Duke. Like people, I mean, of course, you put Louisville as an 8 seed. Watch out.
Yeah, that's going to jump off
the
page.
We had beaten Syracuse. That was the last game in Freedom Hall. It was that year. Yeah. We had won some games. We beat Syracuse twice. They were number one.
You do that. Yeah, you do that right at the end of the year. It's on.
And we beat Syracuse earlier in that year. Like, we beat them twice that year. And they were the number one team in the country. So it was like, you know, people were like, oh, so a lot of people were saying, they were like, man, watch Louisville beat Duke in the second round. Yeah, they were a 1 seed, bro, and won the national title with John Shire, Kyle Singler, Nolan Smith, Brian Zubek.
Very underrated, Nolan Smith.
Yeah. No, I agree. The Plumleys, Mason and Miles, Lance Thomas, Andre
Dawkins. Yeah, but Brandon Huntley Hatfield is no Plumley. He's really not, but.
Ryan.
I like Plumley.
Yeah, I do like Plumley. Mason.
The other one, no, not so much.
Ryan Kelly was a freshman. Mason Plumley was a freshman. Andre Dawkins was a freshman. So out of their 9 scholarship players.
Andre Dawkins or Kamari Lance?
Kamari Lance. Every day of the week.
Jalen Withers or John Shire?
John Shire.
I know. He's just so unfair.
It's like, yeah.
The other Plumley or Sidney Kirk?
He can knock it down. Oh, Sidney over Miles. Yeah, give me Sidney over Miles.
Roosevelt Wheeler or Chad Chiz?
Somebody said the Ballers theme is Drake's above it. All above it.
Roosevelt Wheeler or Chiz.
I'm going to go Rose, actually. Actually, Louisville, we were really in on Oleg Chiz. His high school film was nice. I really wanted him.
Oh, I need one more.
Texter says, so Coach K did it means KP can do it? Question mark.
I have, like, that train is never late. That train's never late. You're not going to look at how Nolan was on that team and how his experience on that team helped him win the championship.
Well, because a text like that completely overlooks you saying, so they could put a functional team on there. You know, it's like, it's straight.
Yeah, overlook that. Then you start going back to, oh, but that was
And I don't. I don't mean this towards this texter. I'm sure they're. I just mean in general that person. That's the one that goes back and says, "Stephen Marcus said they'll win the national championship." Okay. Good man.
Nolan Smith or DJ Wagner?
I mean, Nolan, right? Are we not?
I mean, right?
I mean,
he's certified. I mean, he's certified. Bradshaw or Mason Plumlee? Oh,
that's tough.
I know.
Point being, though, you know, it's like it's not
a functional team
an
to be put.
Possibility that Louisville puts a team out there.
There are two other guys. Again, I don't know how to explain that one any better than like you know.
Yeah.
You handle full court presses with ball movement.
Yeah.
You know. You handle full court presses with aggressive ball movement, getting the ball off the boards, getting up fast.
Yeah.
Like all that good stuff.
Yeah.
Again, by the way, defensive player of the year, Jared West. Never got to see Jared West play any defense, Steve. Golly.
No, not in that way. I mean, that's all I say. He's one that I think would have really benefited, you know, from being able to play a different style. It's like at the end of the day, you're like, you should have went to Ohio State. You'd have been better off.
You'd have been better. Like, you dumb. You didn't see that?
Yeah, you would have been totally better off.
Jerry, you didn't see the pack line?
Yeah. You know. But yeah, no, I just think, man, when you read things, there are stuff and I'm just talking about that as far as, you know, you're starting to see more videos, more stuff coming out from the basketball team.
Back channel reports of who you like.
They're actually all working at 100% now. I mean, so with Mike James.
Fully cleared?
Yeah, fully cleared. So you start to hear the rumors of who's playing well now, and you know, there seems to be glowing reviews of Brandon and Jalen, two names that pretty much, I would say they're the two names. Well, the three, because I'd put Kamari Lance in there.
Brandon, Jalen, Kamari Lance.
Are the three names that anytime you talk to anybody over there, it's... You know what I'm saying? Like it's one of those deals where you're pretty much consistently those three names are brought up in one way or another. I mean, would you agree with that?
Everybody, Jalen Withers. It's amazing how people talk about him. You know,
mm-hmm.
like, and I don't like that people are always so shocked at how much you know. It's like, no, Jalen, I don't want you to be shocking people anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I want people to be able to say, no, dude's legit.
Yeah.
Dude's real legit, extreme legit. Now you're getting to the mentally tough part of the job. Like,
yeah.
Okay, no, like, if you're going to be the guy, you got to be the guy.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, you're not without saying you're not a child, it's like, come on, dude. Like, you had a red shirt year.
Right.
You got some, you know. Again, when I did the Jalen Withers videos during the year, his looking for Malik all the time. I wish a coach would have saw that. I wish somebody else would have saw, you know. I just could tell they didn't see it.
Yeah.
He just made a lot of bad decisions. He would dribble when he wasn't supposed to, though. That's going to get cleaned up so fast.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. I mean, just little pieces like that as far as if you clean that up. And what if they have, you know? And, again, anybody that watches the team brings those three up. And you say, okay, everybody's not stupid. You know, I go back to – this is totally unfair, what I'm about to do, but it's so unfair.
Mm-hmm.
2000, the summer of 2011, everybody over there, okay, I'm sorry, the summer of 2011, going into the 11-12 season, mm-hmm. right? Everybody that was over practice was like, you're not going to believe this. the Russ Smith kid that like didn't play as a freshman
mm-hmm.
and tried to transfer. He's killing people over there. And everybody
that
was
didn't
like,
play as a freshman.
Yeah, and everybody was like, no. No.
There's no way.
He's playing well during the summer.
Yep.
And like, no. No. He's crushing people. Like, he looks incredible. Every person that went to practice or saw anything
who
was like,
didn't play as a freshman.
Yeah. Yes, who didn't do anything. Wanted to leave.
And his style does not – it hurt him for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
His style doesn't look rhythmic.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So this is not revisionist, people. If you saw – if you don't have a trained basketball eye or something, kind of like I talked about the Jarrett West thing, the few times I saw Russ play early on, mm-hmm. I was like – He gonna take that ball.
Yeah.
Like, he looked like, again, one of the looks I know out of all the things I do and don't know, I know when a guard is timing another guard and he yeah. has the time.
Absolutely.
Now, whether or not he steals the ball, you know, whether or not he's confident enough to go for the basketball on the mm-hmm. actual steal, because it's a gamble. Man, any defensive coach, they hate gamblers.
Yeah.
They hate gamblers. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And some people, but Jarrett West, Russ, they have the talent to take a basketball from somebody. I would see Russ up close, like, he can be a menace.
Yes.
Okay, so yeah.
Yes.
So moving forward.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, yeah, don't act like people. This is not revisionist. This is.
It was unbelievable. And then they went to the Bahamas. And he had switched his number from 24 to 2.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember watching in the Bahamas, and I watched it with my own two eyes. He's killing people.
Nah.
Those Bahamas teams.
Yeah, right,
suck.
Right, right, man.
Like,
yeah.
You know, yeah, and they weren't great Bahamas teams, you know, like the ones we played that time around.
But you can still see the confidence.
It was
like, yeah, he's on a tear.
Yeah, like, man. And then what happens? You go into that season, you're like, he's awesome. He's incredible. You know, so.
And this would be more likely of a situation to get that kind of pop than anywhere.
Yeah, yeah. And again, I'm using Russ Smith as the example. I mean, you know, not even one of the five best players to ever play here. You know, now when it,
Russ Smith.
Yeah.
Or
Marcus Maida.
I was going to throw Ellis under the bus.
I was just going to bring you into it.
Russ Smith Ellis.
That Russ over anybody on the team right now.
Right.
But which he might as well be on the team. I mean, he's literally over there like every day. But my thing is, though, is that's when I stopped ignoring when there's so much buzz.
Yeah, where there's so much.
And everybody that watches anything is like, they come out saying, Lance, Withers, Huntley Hatfield. Lance, Withers, Huntley Hatfield.
Unless you get a report that, like, dudes, like, pitching something off the, you know, chase down blocking, pitching people stuff off, and then
the player actually comes out like, that did not happen. You're lying.
That's not true. Yeah. I don't know who told you that, but that didn't happen.
You just made something up and put my name on it.
And you just reported that that Jalen Withers turned the ball over,
yeah,
and LeBron James chased down and jumped from the free throw line,
yeah,
and caught somebody's
pitch somebody
at the top of the square.
Just bang.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. Like, oh my God, it's best player. Oh, it was best player in history. Best player you ever seen in your life. Is there an all-time practice player? I'm trying to think of a story that we've heard.
All-time practice player story.
I'm trying to think. What is like a famous story in Louisville where we're like, oh, man, like it's if you'd have saw it in practice.
The I mean, this is an unfair one, but it's the Butch Beard stuff.
Yeah.
It's the, like, okay, there's two stories. I won't even tell the story. But there's two that I don't play the game.
Okay.
And here's the thing. In 2022, I'm forced to play the game because I seen what that French kid did, grabbing the top of the glass.
Yeah.
The Earl Manigault story. Hey, Nikki, what's the kid that went to North Carolina State with the hops? The high flyer that went to North Carolina State. I think you played for your uncle.
Spud Webb. Tiny guy?
Not Spud Webb.
Oh, you played for him? Sorry.
You don't know who I'm talking about?
Sorry, I was on the phone.
North Carolina
Lorenzo.
State.
Lorenzo. Oh, Lorenzo.
Played in the 80s.
Lorenzo Charles. There we go. That was the guy who slammed the last second alley-oop.
That's not him either.
Lorenzo Charles.
Go to basketball.
Sidney Lowe.
top 10 North Carolina State basketball players.
Okay.
And when you get that list, just give me, just rattle off the names. I'll think of them the moment you say his name. Here's the thing. Earl Manigault did not snatch anything off the top of a real regulation back. David Thompson.
David Thompson.
That's all. David Thompson.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But listen, Earl Manigault did not do that, okay? And here's the thing. Coach Crum. Don't tell me the story ever again. Coach Jones, Coach Crum, all the OGs, Coach E. Listen, Coach Houston, I don't care what y'all say. Nobody has jumped in the air, got a rebound, contorted their body, and threw the basketball down and hit the backboard on the other end in one motion. You understand what I'm saying,
yeah.
Steve? They were like, no, Marcus. Butch Beard. Anyway, who was? Is it Butch Beard, Wesley Cox, or Wes Unseld? I'm a little delirious right now, but I've heard this story so many times. I think it's Butch Beard, and I don't care. Like, respect to all of them. Nobody got a rebound and spin and had the power and the aim. Like, what kind of anime? Y'all tell it lies. These are just anime lies, Coach. And they swear by. I'm like, no, that didn't happen. That didn't happen. It didn't happen. They're like, Marcus, they can. Wes Unseld. Okay, so it is Wes Unseld. Sorry about that. Yeah, it just didn't happen. It just didn't happen. I don't care.
Somebody said Unseld.
Yeah,
Wes Unseld.
And the OGs, I know. Listen, look, I bet this call right there saying, I seen it.
I was out. I just happened to be at the practice.
You know what it is? It's the Wilt Chamberlain saying, listen, the attendance of that, of when he scored 100 points,
yep.
The attendance of that game was like 6,000. Like, the arena only held 6,000.
Yeah.
He said, "There's been at least 100,000 people tell me I was at the 100 point scoring game, right?" Frank, how did it look in person, Frank?
All right, Marcus and Steve. So listen. So here's the thing. All right, they said that Wes Unseld was able to grab a rebound, turn in midair, and throw the ball halfway down the court. Or, as you say, hit the backboard.
No, all the way down the court. And listen, with consistency. Like,
right,
it was an
right.
everyday thing.
Now, another thing is, they said two people, well, actually three, if you count Earl the Goat Manigault, was David Thompson, Daryl Griffith, and Earl the Goat was able to grab a quarter off the top of the backboard.
That's not true. The French kid is 7'3". Then nobody's grabbing quarters off the backboard at 6'4". Nobody's doing it. These are lies. Your granddad, your dad is lying to you. The movies are lying to you. It's impossible. Humans don't do that.
I've got one more for you.
I'm listening.
All right. And this is an urban legend, but I really believe that it happened. When Dr. J, now I'm sure my age, now in the old ABA days when Dr. J played for the New York Nets, they said that he jumped from the free throw line, passed up Dan Issel, and dunked on Artis Gilmore and Maurice Lucas all in one motion. And this is at Freedom Hall back in the day.
He dunked on Dan Issel? I believe it.
No. He took off from, like, right inside the free throw line.
See?
Went past Dan Issel while he took off. And then Artis Gilmore and Maurice Lucas jumped to try to block his shot. And he dunked on both of them.
Frank, I appreciate the call, Frank. Frank, you see what just happened right there, Steve? I know you heard it. It always goes from it, I promise you, Steve, if you called anybody who went to Northwest High School, right, in the late 90s, right?
Yep.
There's this story about a pep rally, and you know what everybody says?
Mark, man, from the 3-point line.
From not the 3-point, Jesus Christ. No,
in Louisville, if we had a Marcus, or Bullet Central, if we had a Marcus.
Yeah, no, listen, you can ask anybody from freshman to senior, pep rally, they like, oh man, that day Marcus jumped from the free throw line. Steve, I didn't jump from the free throw line, okay? Everybody that gets that free throw line story, it's always a foot in front of the free throw.
Yeah,
it's always a foot. It's pretty damn impressive, but, you know, that's not the point. The point is nobody under 6'4 is jumping to the top of the backboard. At Randolph, you can go. I don't even know if Randolph is there anymore. But, Steve, the best place on the planet.
Yeah.
Is up in the ash in the mountains of Asheville, North Carolina.
Beautiful.
There's a middle school.
Yeah.
It's called Randolph Middle, right?
Yeah.
They had adult rims.
Uh-huh.
And they had miniature version.
We used to mess around up there.
That miniature version would be packed. Nobody would even play on the adult rims.
Really?
I'm talking about teenagers.
Oh, yeah.
We are cranking on each other, right? Those are the only rims, backboards, that people are jumping up and grabbing stuff off the top of the backboard. It's just not happening.
I tend to agree with you. Yeah, I tend to agree. I don't know, though, man.
No, and it's not just grabbing. Let me clean this up. The $/leave change.
Yeah, yes, because the most disappointing...
He would go up there and take the dollar and leave four quarters.
Do you want to know what I think the most disappointing thing in the history of dunk is?
I'm listening.
Do you remember when Dwight Howard brought out the other goal?
Yeah.
And he raised it, and you could tell he was putting it up to like 12 foot.
Yep.
He ruined it. When he walked up there... And he walked up and he jumped up and grabbed it. I'm like, well, I don't even want to see the dunk now. I'm like, because when they bring it out, they start cranking it up. You're like, no way.
That's so high.
And just watching him just, and he just kind of hangs there
at
for a
12
second.
Feet.
Yeah, and then drops down and goes against the ball. It's like, well, you can do anything you want on this thing. So it's like. To me, I agree with you on the under 6'4".
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but it's like, I do think there are big men that can do that.
Yeah, if you said Wilt Chamberlain, I wouldn't argue. If you say, when Kareem was young, you know, when he flew out center, maybe he can. Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, I mean, I think the athlete, like, again... But Dwight Howard, I hate these arguments. But like, put Dwight Howard in the 60s. People would be like, what is this alien? You know, this guy is, he's a god. He's a god. He's not a man. You know, I mean, can you imagine watching him if he was just like, oh, let me ask.
Who do we have, Nikki? Lane, thanks for joining us on 93.9. How good did it look in person? Lane, you there?
No, Wayne's here.
Oh, Wayne, sorry about that.
Thanks, Dick.
Sorry.
Yeah, I know. I'm used to Nick getting everything wrong. the thing is, I've been a season ticket holder since 71, so I've seen more basketball than you two people have lived.
Fair enough.
And I'll tell you this. Westwood Cox was the best by far. Passer I've ever seen in my entire life of watching anybody play basketball. He would get a ball, he would get a rebound, turn around. And I'm telling you, Marcus, He could throw the ball at the length of the court on a dime. On a dime. And you get any guy 70 and back in them days, they'll tell you I'm telling the truth. He would literally get that rebound, turn around, not hit the floor, flick his wrist, and that ball would go the length of the floor on a dime. And the best passer in basketball in my lifetime. And I've seen basketball game after basketball game, and I'm not lying. I would not call y'all and tell y'all this if I did not see it. I'm telling you I saw it. So when you say it's not wrong, it's not bothering, you're wrong, Marcus. You've made a big mistake. And when you talk about Jalen Withers, I have to get this out because I'm on the phone. When you and Steve talk about Jalen Withers, he can't dribble. He can't dribble. He dribbled and everybody, he was the worst dribbler on our team. Now, unless something changes and something I don't know about, y'all's basketball IQ is dropping by the minute. I'm done.
Wow.
That was a call.
That was sports radio right
that
there.
Was a call.
Dude emptied the clip on everyone.
That's a call. And that's my point.
I'm okay with it.
Yeah, right. Listen.
Normally that would make me angry.
And,
I don't
and
care.
Then,
that's funny.
And then it say, listen, and then it turns into on a dime. Uh-huh. You know, but it's just like
That was the perfect
call.
It's like, this happened, I saw it, and y'all are stupid.
Yeah, your basketball IQ, because Jalen Withers can't dribble. Y'all basketball IQ is just terrible.
You know, listen.
How tall was James White? Because this texture, James White was close.
If he was
6'4".
But his was, no, he's tall and 6'4".
Right?
Yeah,
I thought so,
yeah,
too.
He was 6'6". But he was a glider, though. He's a glider, man.
Put James White in the 70s.
This guy! It'd be Bill Russell. Bill Russell and James White tonight.
Okay, use somebody else.
I know.
Because what I was about to say, let me try to think.
I was using him because there's that video of Bill Russell just dribbling and he just takes off. The grainy footage. I'm just like, that's what made me think James White.
Because what I was going to say is I'm like, James White with stuff his lower region. And some of these big centers face.
James White is beast mode. Oh, we got Dana. Dana, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
What's going on, Marcus? Hey, how y'all doing today, man? Let me get this out of the way real quick. Do you remember, Marcus, Don Cheadle playing?
You know I do. You know I do.
Do you remember that movie?
Of course I do. And he smoked a joint before he did it.
Right. So you know where I'm going with this. When he took the dollar off the back of the backboard, the guy from RoboCop came out there and gave the dollar.
Mm-hmm.
Do you not, as ridiculous as the story sounds, do you remember how horribly cut that scene was? Like how badly they filmed
I probably saw it a month ago, Dana, so yes.
Yes. And I'm just sitting there thinking, you know what, we hear all these legends and all these guys from the past. And some of them, I'm like, okay, that's believable. But that was just one. And that movie came out, what, like early 90s, like 94, 95, something
yep.
like that. And even then, I was just like, it didn't happen. Even being in 14, 15, you know, you might be gullible enough to believe something back then. But even then, I was like, no, that didn't happen. I don't care if there were 100 people outside with video cameras, VHS, whatever. That did not happen. I think sometimes the Paul Bunyan thing, you just got to stop. These old school players sometimes.
Right. No, it gets, listen, I've been, and listen, Dana, I appreciate the call. Listen, I get the benefit of the Paul Bunyan stories too, so there's a place for the Paul Bunyan story. But, Nikki, have you ever seen Don Cheadle and Earl Manigault?
I am not.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, let me tell you, it's him and his homeboys. They all out there on skipping class at the basketball court at their school. You know what they're doing? Sitting back out with their friends.
Smoking doobies.
They got the little basketball Letterman jackets on. So they like, you know, you got the fake agent, of course. Hey, you know, anybody put your money down, my boy can do this. So he says, put your money up, you know, put your money up. The guy says, I got $1. He can't snatch that. And you know, the guy jumps up, grabs, he sets the money up there. And he, get out of my way. Literally, hands, no stretch, no warm up. Chuck Taylor's jeans, jacket, Letterman jacket, fresh off the joint. Give me that money. Then, listen. Then, of course, what happens next? The coach comes out. Because he was in the classroom teaching. And he said, bless all you. Right. He says,
I didn't cover.
Did I just see that out the window? Now the coach comes down there and catches him. Then, of course, he damn near threatened to tell on him. Pay for my team, man. Get suspended. But yeah, I'm just like, I'm not playing that game.
If I could go back in a time machine about 10 minutes ago when I had Wayne on the phone,
mm-hmm.
You know what I would have said?
I'm listening.
What would his reaction have been if I would have said, Jalen Williams would beat Wesley Cox in the game?
Never That's heard someone go Super Saiyan through a phone, but
you'd have just heard in the background. It might have been like,
no, Steve.
Might have been
Steve,
like, give me Jalen with it.
Steve, he'd kill you.
He would.
You remember the?
I'm not saying I believe that.
The Bones Jones. What's your boy's name? Cormier.
Yeah, Daniel. Why do I got to be a Cormier guy? Because he likes wrestling.
I was just saying, as a figure of speech, your boy.
No, you were implying.
I wasn't making you.
No, you were doing that Nikki crap.
I've heard your respect for Bones Jones.
Yeah.
I've heard your respect.
I know.
So, I wouldn't doing
that. Nick does that stuff where it's like, oh, I'm going to imply that's your guy.
Oh, no, no,
that
no.
That cancel stuff. And you were, look at him. He's trying to do it now.
I've said like seven words this hour, I got mofos on both sides. I got old heads yelling at me. I got rummage. I'm just sitting here.
I'm used to Nicky. That raid thing's pretty interesting, though. So anyway,
right?
If you would have like, listen, the way Bones Jones, he said, I'll spit on you, and Bones Jones said, if you spit on me,
mm-hmm.
I'll kill you.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, you know, you're not gonna kill nobody. He said, no. I would literally kill you.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, you think I'm going to sit there and let you kill? You're not going to have a choice. I'll kill you if you spit on me.
Yeah.
And he was just like, and they were like, hey, gentlemen, like, I don't know if we can be even like, because he was just like, that's Steve.
No, I remember. Yeah.
Steve. Wayne?
If I would have said, in a serious manner.
Yes.
Jalen Withers.
No.
Beat him
if
right
you just
now
said no, just say it like reactively. Like, you think Wesley Cox can stop Jalen Withers?
That would have been real awkward. All of us just enjoying our nice Corrales chicken, and this guy's just brings a pipe and it's just
the phrase
Steve.
"Hill to die on" would go literal. I mean, again, it's. Oh, I still think I'll take Taco over Anthony Davis.
No, okay.
But point being,
yeah.
Look, he can't wait for that. Look, point being, he was not going to let that go. And he said, because I'm on the phone, I'm going to let y'all know that your IQ is pathetic.
Yeah.
He can't dribble.
Yeah.
He meant that, too.
I know.
Yeah, Nikki, we missed the commercial break, so you're going to have to go ahead and play
Nick.
Us out. We're behind on the breaks. And do you have the other commercial running? Was I not supposed to even say that on air? Wayne, we don't think Jalen Withers can beat Wesley Cox. You didn't see him contort in the air, though, in one motion.
Just didn't happen.
See y'all tomorrow. Midday's Marcus Maven on 939 The Ville.
GE Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.